feels like I got kicked in the nuts. Everything down there hurts. My stomach is sore. I can hardly stand up.
Sam, I'm gonna ask you something.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
I had to hit record because I needed to pass this brilliance on. I expressed to you off the air that I felt nervous.
Yes.
And you said your heart was racing.
As acting as your legal guardian mm-hmm. and psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Our hearts were racing. Pitter-patter.
Yes.
And we were trying to diagnose this. I said nerves, anxiety.
Mm-hmm. The butterflies in the tummy mm-hmm. and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you said it could be excitement.
Yes.
So it's the same bubbly feeling for both of us, but it may depend how we think about it that changes how we use that
yes,
bubbly magic.
I think so. Two emotions can come down to that tummy full of butterflies and ring that doorbell to try and get let in. And the first one you let in is the one that's going to dictate how those butterflies go. So it's either excitement or it's danger or, you know, nervousness or whatnot. So you got to choose excitement and then run into the fire.
Okay, it's all good through here.
So excitement and anxiety are banging on your door and you've got to decide who to let in.
Mm-hmm. And that's why. Oh, fuck. I don't know what I was going to say. I was going to compliment myself in some way. Then I was like, wait a minute.
You let anxiety in.
I did.
Fucking strangled
I did.
You.
Just then.
He's cutting you off.
Yep.
Excitement's got to come right behind him. Fuck him up. Chokehold anxiety.
Come right behind him.
Yeah. We got to get there. We got to sidetrack each other.
Like, well, I think we've done that, sir, because I do not believe there's been any sort of introduction here.
Let's welcome people to the show.
Let's do it.
I want in on this action because I am bored to death sitting here.
Fucking A, we're pros at this.
We are, 4 minutes in or whatever, getting to our intro.
Welcome to the Burn and Rave podcast. I'm Sam.
And I'm Ryan.
And what do we do on the show, Ryan? Let's start there.
It's a whole lot of horse shit, Sam.
We're a conversational comedy improv podcast.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Everything here is unscripted, unplanned. It's just off the tip of our tongues, the backs of our minds, whatever.
Yeah. So
whatever pops out, pops out.
We can't be held liable for anything we say.
I hope not. Right. I hope
not. It's all first drafts.
And hopefully everybody enjoys the mush mush that comes out of our mouths.
And Ryan is a wrencher.
Yes, I am.
And that's a term I learned.
I've got the fingernails to prove it.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that fingernail's going to fall out.
What happened to your fingernail?
It got smashed in some sort of mechanical incident.
Has it been black like that since the initial accident?
Oh, for weeks.
Oh, weeks?
Yeah, it was
long.
It was, it was much more into my finger, and as it grows out, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. That nail's coming out, unfortunately.
Wow.
This isn't the first time.
So that little black volcanic thing under your nail is going to blacken out.
Yeah, that's blood underneath there.
Blood.
From where it's been separated or whatever. So as it gets blacker and blacker and blacker, and once it's all black, there's nothing holding it anymore, and there goes your nail. You got some kind of new weird skin underneath there.
Can I suggest that
I'm not excited about it.
Take a picture every day of your fingernail. Just stick it under a camera, snap a picture of it every day, and then after
that one?
Yep, that one. After 25 days or so, it'll just get bluer and bluer and bluer and then slip away like a little time lapse. And then does the new nail come behind it?
I don't know. I've lost nails before on my feet. And I have 10 toenails, so I guess.
So it came back overnight, perhaps?
Not overnight, I don't think. I think it was probably a long, hard process. But
I think so. My daughter's into the acrylics.
Oh.
I think you can do that.
I could just have one long pink one with rhinestones down the middle of it.
That'd be sweet.
For a little Coke nail?
Yeah.
In case you need a little blast off in the bathroom.
I have to ask.
A little Colombian bump.
Did you hurt your finger because of the work you're doing on your truck?
I don't know. I don't know if it happened at work or on my truck. I don't know.
I find it fascinating that you have a finger that's about to fall off, and you have no idea what happened to cause that pain.
And as soon as my finger went in his mouth, and he felt it on his tongue, crunch.
It got smashed and when a wrench slipped off a bolt or something somewhere. I mean, it happens all the time. I don't remember what specific one this was.
Okay, huh? It's fair enough.
You've never lost a fingernail?
Well, I have been injured, but I know exactly why my thumb is broken because I remember the weight that I dropped, you know, while bench pressing. Like, I know exactly. Things be falling on you all the time, and you don't remember if it was weights one day or wrench the other.
Who knows? Oh, you need to tell me how you got hooked up with the Australian chick.
Ryan, well, I don't know that we can put it that way, but I do feel a little like I cheated on you. I have been processing this, thinking, did I have a podcast affair?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Look, I think I know how you're feeling. Oh, man. That is such a relief. And check this out.
Felt a little bad. So here's what happened. This high-end superstar podcast called Science Versus. Like 500,000 viewers, listeners,
downloads. Science Versus, as in Science V?
Science V.
Science V, okay.
Science V the world. And they talk about scientific things.
I would have, the name implies.
Right.
As such.
Just for other listeners who didn't understand.
I got to start sounding a lot more fucking scientific right now, or I'm going to look like a bitch. Okay, let's do this.
So, Science Versus.
So, as you pontificate.
They have an upcoming episode on epididymal hypertension.
Which is?
Blue balls.
Is that true?
Sam, I've been thinking about this quite a bit.
My blue balls?
No. Oh. And blue ball talk may be fine for the Australian podcast. But on Burn and Rave, we're another level, buddy.
We're a family show.
Blue ball is jock talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
We almost got banged, bro, but now my balls hurt.
Some call it tormented testes.
Yeah, just jock talk.
I was on this massively popular Spotify show, and I said the word penis. We talked about masturbation. I said, this can't be happening. I thought this was only, you know, what we did late night.
We're the only ones.
What's weird is at night, I can say anything I want, but during the day in my office at school,
you had to look over your shoulder.
Wiener. She
vagina.
Said penis. She said penis first. I didn't say penis. She started it.
Poo poo.
How did I become the blue ball expert? One might ask.
Indeed, sir.
I asked myself.
I can imagine.
When she called, and so...
Did you instantly look at the color of your balls?
Well, I said, who is spreading these rumors that they've gone all the way to New York to gimlet me?
Via Australia.
Yeah. Well, she's Australian, but she now lives in New York City, and she runs this show.
Australian, like she's from New Zealand?
I don't know. I think aren't they the same? I don't really know.
I think they really hate that.
Oh, really? They hate people who don't get them wrong? Oh,
yeah, I think that,
I take it
especially
all back.
The New Zealand people, I think. I think they really don't like being confused with Australians.
Who do you think, New Zealand versus Australia, whose blue balls are bluer?
Australia.
Ooh, I'm going New Zealand. Why?
Well, I'm saying that as a compliment to New Zealand, because you don't want the blue balls.
Oh.
Right? Because it hurts. So, I would give it to Australia, because I'm going New Zealand. Sounds like you also would go New Zealand.
Yes, but I thought their balls would just be bigger and bluer, and I thought that's how you win the game.
Right, but we both voted for the same country,
right.
Just for different reasons.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is interesting. Yin and yang. Pound it. Fuck yeah. Anyway, so it sounds like...
Right.
It sounds like 100% of Americans agree...
Yeah.
...that New Zealand is better than Australia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Except for this one host of this wonderful podcast.
Yeah.
The best thing probably.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Crocodile Dundee.
Yes, good.
There's Steve Irwin. Crocodile Hunter.
Crikey. Yeah, but.
So if you have Crocodile in your name, you're automatically a great Australian.
Oh.
I want to quickly go back to the reason I was on that podcast. Which is
no. Which was the answer to the original question I asked you at the very beginning of the show.
Right, which is, by the way, how we operate on this show, right?
That's true. I mean, we've already been to New Zealand.
Right.
And declared them victors.
We are a winding road. Like, the person who tuned in an hour ago and heard us say, hey, I want to tell you something. Like, they haven't got to the answer yet, so they're still hanging on.
Oh, that's how we hook them. That's how we hook them.
They may have turned it off, so these motherfuckers
endless,
never
just an
it.
Endless amount of open anecdotes just to leave you guessing and ruin the rest of your life.
You know, there's a famous writing quote, and it goes like this. Doctorow, he said, writing is like driving a car at night. You can only see as far as the headlights, but you can make the whole trip that way.
Oh, right? I like that.
Yeah.
So, you don't got to plan that whole motherfucker out from start to finish before you get started.
And just if you do, you miss some of those side streets, right? Hey, why don't we try this? No, we got to get, to Delaware by noon. Whatever the fucking... And you miss those side...
You're talking about us.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor for our relationship and our podcast.
So sweet.
If those, if we start drifting over here, I'm.
That's the point, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm fucking riding. I mean, shit. How much more time we got left on this earth?
Well, that's what you say on this show. I'm like, not enough to shovel out all this bullshit. So, anyway, what was the original question?
Yeah, no.
How you got hooked up with the Australian chick?
Hey, dude, what's up?
Hey! Your brother and I have been friends for a while, right?
Yes.
So that makes us friends too, right?
I guess so.
Okay, good, because I got a serious case of the blue balls. I was told you could handle it.
So the Australian podcaster, she Googled blue balls. This is the story she told me, okay? I mean, this is the story she's telling everybody, but there may be other reasons. She may have been busted by her boyfriend. Like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm doing a show on blue balls. She had to turn this whole lie into a podcast. So she's Googling on Google.
Shifty Australians.
On Google Scholar, no less, she says. She Googled blue balls.
I did not know that Google Scholar was a thing.
Google Scholar exists.
That shows how not scholarly I am.
See, everybody goes to Google, like regular people.
Oh, yeah. The layman. Who wouldn't understand Google Scholar.
Wouldn't understand scholar.google.com.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a whole nother...
Instead of search, it says pontificate.
Right.
That's the second time I've used that word tonight, I do believe.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Well,
okay, back to the Australian.
Google Scholar, story she told me, blue balls, and there were a few research papers, studies, and whatever, and then there was somehow my story from 2014, which was published in a book called Salam Love by Beacon Press. There's a title story in that book, and it's about growing up Muslim and, having a little bit of a repressed sexual...
Down there in Malibu?
Yeah, no, Riverside, the Inland Empire.
My wife went to college in San Bernardino.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
See, people say I'm from L.A., and then they're like from Temecula. That's bullshit, bro. No. Mm-mm. L.A. is so fucking big. But Riverside is to Los Angeles what Modesto is to San Francisco.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the shithole, the armpit, the...
Well...
Actually, it's more like the crotch. It's more like the little... The ABC. It's like the ABC, the ass-ball connection. It's that little chunk of skin right there, the ABC.
Vital.
To the San Francisco area. That's what Modesto is. That is what Riverside, Temecula, San Bernardino... blah, 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 are to Los Angeles.
Did you just compare our beloved city to a glotch?
Glotch?
The little bridge there, the perineum. Is that what you compared our city to? The bridge between your ball and...
Yeah, but I call it the ABC. The ass-ball connection.
Is that what you were taught in kindergarten?
I don't believe I was taught about the ABC in kindergarten. The ABCs, yes. Or the taint, if you will.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the part. See, I see if Modesto were a body part, I see it more like the belly button. Kind of a valley.
Innie or outie?
Ooh. You know those kind of half and halfies? You know?
Yeah. Is that worse, though, because it's non-committal?
Like, make a decision. Make a fucking decision. You
come
in,
on,
you out.
Creep.
Fuck.
Poke your head out like a little pussy.
Those are like these independent voters. Like, fuck you. Make a decision. Make a fucking decision. Yeah, how did we get on innies and outies?
The Australian woman.
Do you know someone that talks too much? I do.
Man, she's distracting
us. She's fucked up our heads. She is. I haven't even met her. I don't even know who she is. Mm-hmm. But she's in my head, man.
Yeah.
She's pulling the strings now.
She doesn't want us to talk about it.
Mm-mm.
She doesn't want us to talk about it on our show. Because then people will hear about Blue Balls on our show and then come to this show to hear more about Blue Balls.
The After Hours. Ooh. Blue Balls talk.
I'm constantly flattered that people like my insights on not touching myself so much.
Oh, that's it. So come to Burn and Rave for the After Hours Blue Ball talk.
Well, but I think I prefaced this conversation with saying I didn't want to talk about Blue Balls. And that was like 15 minutes ago or something. Or someone, it was probably 4 minutes, but it feels like 15.
You don't want to talk about Blue Balls?
No, remember I said in the beginning it was jock talk. I didn't want to talk. I'm pointing backwards like we just drove past this point in time. No, I wasn't being sarcastic.
We can't talk about Blue Balls?
Well, we are. So yeah, we can. And let's
How about
do.
This? How about this? I talk about Blue Balls. If you feel uncomfortable.
No, I'm not uncomfortable. I feel it's a little below our level.
That's not sarcasm? That's real?
Yeah.
That's sarcasm?
No.
Just share an opinion. Anything. Share an opinion. Right now.
Have you heard our...
Okay, all right. Let me say something real quick. My level of sarcasm that I've developed just... This is self-defense against my friends who are hugely sarcastic assholes.
Don't look at them. Do not look at them. No. Do not look at them. Do not look at them. Don't
tell us how you really feel.
You know what? I'll tell you how I really feel.
So we all grew up honing our skills on each other as protection.
From sharp.
And now our level of sarcasm is so out of control. None of us have any idea if anyone's ever serious. So like group texts go awry because someone will get pissed off or something. Nobody knows what's happening anymore. So I don't really know when I'm being sarcastic or not.
With you, somehow the wires have gotten crossed and everything looks and sounds like shit to you.
So I just kind of, yeah.
It's so thin. It's so sharp. You don't even notice.
Dude, these guys I grew up with are brutal. So yeah, I had to be good.
I think with male peer groups, you kind of pick on each other. You rib on each other, like, all the time.
We're evolved from wolves. So yeah,
this is how we
keep the pack strong.
Yeah,
yes, you know?
And keep everybody alert and ready to go and establish a pecking order.
Well, that's true too. There is a dominance hierarchy,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes jokes will get you at the top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But here's my point: when you grow up like that with a lot of bros like that picking on you, don't you sometimes see the sarcastic jab as a little Cupid arrow, like a little bit of love? Like, it comes with love. Like, you can't be sarcastic like that with people you don't love.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, like, after the punching and the name-calling and whatnot, yeah. We're always, oh, yeah.
Oh,
we usually drive pretty good because we all just assume that we're all full of shit and things are much smoother that way.
One punch or two before you walk?
I wasn't really a puncher of people.
Oh,
it's more a puncher of things, yeah.
Yeah, you got to put a few holes in the wall before you leave anybody's house.
Ryan's very crazy, mental, and psychotic.
Look, you're going to get your weed, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, so the Australian woman.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So she saw this poem of yours. Oh, is that the book?
Yeah, I want to,
Oh.
Oh, we're getting classy on this mofo. Mm-hmm. So...
keep in mind that was me clearing my throat, even though I am not the one reading the book. I don't know why I cleared my throat.
We're the same person. So she Googles Blue Balls. This story pops up from this anthology. And in this story, I talk a little bit about my, you know, repressed Islamic upbringing. And I don't mean that as an insult. It's just like a lot of kids growing up highly religious. Like, you do not have sex. You do not, like, date. You do not, right? There's a lot of that shit.
In the Mormon religion, you marry your father for a while.
You are my child bride. I am your father.
That's legit.
But you gotta get married young because you fucking get horny. And the second you get horny, you better get married or else you're gonna commit a sin.
So and then you're gonna be in hell forever.
Better be married at 15 and have sex at that point than, you know, have sex early. And
that's a fun god.
He likes virginity. I don't know why.
The Mormon god?
I guess... All the one God. I think that's a pretty strong rule in most of the Abrahamic religions. You do not have sex, intercourse, before marriage. Isn't that pretty important?
Yeah, well, yes, that's in the book. But I don't think I don't know. It just doesn't seem like something God is like, you can't do this, you can't. I think this is a little bit of manipulation, Sam.
Are people out there sinning, Ryan?
I don't think so much.
The book says clearly not to have sex before marriage.
Oh, yeah. No, nobody's
doing that.
No,
that's like disgusting. Speed limits. We all follow
them. Sam, sexual promiscuity is disgusting.
Fornicators, if you could step forward. My God, there are a lot of you.
Nasty.
I'm still talking science, too.
Yeah.
Did you hear these big words?
Prometheus? Proma?
Ding! To the Australian woman.
You got points for that.
Yeah.
So it's this polysyllabic words that we use, which will give us those points.
Many syllables, yes.
Mm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sam is wise. Okay, now on with the book.
On with the book. So she discovers this story. In this story, I talk about, I grew up with a Muslim mother and an American father. And
not just American, Kentuckian.
Straight Korean War vet. You know, he was like salt of the earth shit. You know what I mean? You know, and he was patriotic, but he was also a Democrat. Like, that happened.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Used to.
Crazy. Yeah. No, they're still... Anyway, when I had issues with girls, I could not talk to my mother because that would just be, you know, a lecture on sin and I'm hellbound and Allah's going to punish me.
Fun.
So I'd call my dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So...
Go get him, champ.
I had been with my girlfriend... Here, let me read this.
Yes, may please I? Do. Please do.
I'd previously talked about, you know, dry humping my 16, 17-year-old girlfriend at the time. I was also 16 or 17.
Your jeans feel so good against my jeans. Totally.
You haven't started yet.
Mm-mm.
Okay. You said that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the paragraph before. We didn't.
Is this part of the story? You still haven't started the story yet?
No. I'm going to start it right now.
Is that part of the story?
Nope.
That's the coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane.
The fear of sex that my mother introduced into our young minds stuck with me most of my life. Allah seemed pretty forgiving according to the khutbas. That's like the lectures. I heard, but in our house, sex was unforgivable, a one-way ticket to hell, and I didn't want to board that plane. Looking back, fear and guilt may have saved me from drowning in a world of high school sex and all the side effects that came with it, but there were still side effects, and that is where an American dad can help. It had been months since we'd last spoken, but I needed advice. Hey, Dad, it's Sam.
Howdy, Chief. How's your mama?
Fine.
Brother?
Studying.
How about you?
My balls are killing me. That's what I said. Can you imagine that phone call?
What do you mean?
It feels like I got kicked in the nuts. Everything down there hurts. My stomach is sore. I can hardly stand up.
Sam, I'm gonna ask you something. And you better be honest, boy. Don't worry. I ain't gonna tell your mama.
Okay.
Have you been getting a little hot and heavy with your girlfriend?
A little.
Did you go all the way?
No.
Well, there's your problem.
What?
You're backed up. Ever shake a soda bottle with the cap on, it wants to burst, don't it?
Yeah.
Right now, that soda bottle is your dick. It's gonna take a while to settle down. If it doesn't stop hurting in an hour, go rub it out.
And then I go on. This is true. I later read that I experienced blue balls. This is before Google, right? We didn't have fucking Google. Epididymal hypertension, vasocongestion. Unlike unicorns and leprechauns, blue balls are very real and very painful.
Oh, well now.
Yeah. Yeah, blue balls. Man.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Excellent. And so here, 7 years later, the thing comes full circle.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is bizarre.
So she found this story, and so she wanted to know more about my blue balls. I was interviewed about my blue balls. And you know what? There were two women on the line. It was strange.
That sounds strange, discussing your genitalia with two women.
In my office, my sacred domain, where students, I educate them, and I'm talking about blue balls on district computers?
The fucked up thing is people making you feel badly for enjoying them.
I'm going to be fired.
I hope so.
I gotta say, and I'm feeling this nervous energy, so I'm just gonna speak my mind. Like, whatever our podcast is, I think our podcast is us. It's you and it's me and it's our truths and it's our jokes and it's our whatever.
That's not all. You miss me, assholes?
So, like, you know, as a friend, I want to tell you that, like, when I was reading that fucking story, dude, like, I was going to choke up, dude.
I saw it.
You sense that?
Oh, I saw it.
Fuck.
You're a sensitive kid, Sam.
Whoo, yeah, dude. You know, I was choking up because I sounded like my dad. You know how those fucking creepy seance people can, like, feel spirits and hear spirits and, you know, talk to spirits and shit? Like, I felt like that shit for a moment. What's happening?
I don't know.
Is that creepy?
Some kind of spiritual intervention?
I just had to say that out loud.
That is interesting.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for sharing. Don't do it again.
Sometimes it just takes a listening ear.
Yeah.
Changes the world.
Oh, no. My shit's unplugged.
Oh, good.
Good. Yeah. So,
yeah, I was talking about guns and
Chief
missiles.
Lost again. God damn it.
Fumble. Got a bazooka.
Fumble Rooney.
Mmm.
Donald Trump. Joe Biden.
I think we can agree safely, and this is maybe going to make me lose some friends, but Biden's not great.
Look, here's the deal. Nope, lost it.
Mm-mm. Trump was bad.
Mm-hmm.
But Biden's not the hero we needed.
Good Lord.
So,
thank you for recognizing that.
Yeah, I mean, I lean left because my values are largely Democratic. But the most important fucking value to me is fairness and truth. And that does not have a fucking party. And sometimes the Dems are on the right side and truthful side, and sometimes the fucking right is on the right and truthful side, and it really depends who fucking says it, and they just, this disagreement starts happening because of who said it, and no one looks at the objective fucking truth.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
The objective truth party is what I want to start.
Oh. Nice.
Objective truth party. OTP. You down with OTP?
Yeah, you know me. Oh, I'm down with OTP. You know me. OTP.
Dude, the Objective Truth Party. I think we should start.
In high school, my phone number is 523-0443. And my buddy Brian, that's how he'd remember it. 523-0443. So it's like OPP.
0443.
Yeah.
You down with 0443?
And we were one number off of Target. But it wasn't Target at the time. It was Jemco. And so we were one number off of Jemco. And people would always call and asking about stuff. I'd say, awesome. Yeah, those are on sale. You know, after a while, you start fucking people. Yeah, they're 78% off for the next 15 minutes. Better hurry. Hang up on them. Hoping people are just flying to Jimco to try and get their cheap-ass patio chairs. 78% off.
Come in and see how low prices can go at Jimco.
Well played. All right, well, thanks for listening. I think we're going to wrap.
If you listened.
Yeah, if you're still out there. If anybody collapsed. Listened.
You know what? No. No.
Thank you, Joe, for dialing the sound every week.
There is no fear in this dojo.
Please like, follow, share. We're on Instagram at Burnin' Rave Podcast. Also Twitter.
Are we now?
Gmail.
Oh.
BurninRavePodcast@gmail.com.
Have you ever gotten an email?
A serious one from a fan?
No, just an email. Like, not spam or nothing. Just like an actual email.
No,
like,
just
communique.
Just some Romanian women ads, but nothing like, we loved your show. We've got some reviews, though.
Anyway, what?
Do we know?
They're negative.
Are they?
No, they're okay.
Okay.
I was kind of like... No, we're well-loved. We are globally among the top 1.5%.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that
in
out.
In the world. That is what
we are
says.
Globally ranked at the top 1.5% of podcasts. Mm-hmm. That is legit.
That is legit.
That is legit.
Numbers. I inputted it several times. And then I went on some podcast groups and I'm like, hey, what the fuck? Is this legit? Or is it like that, you know, Publishers Clearinghouse shit? Or for me, it's like the who's who fucking pay to play shit. And they're like, no, that's legit. 1.5%.
Fuck yeah.
It's like your
We're
GPA.
Going for 1.4.
It's like your GPA in high school.
1.45.
Hey, let's end on a high five. Ow.
Yeah.
Ow.
Oof. Engineered.
Wow. You know, I've been a little
engineered to succeed.
You've inflamed
those bones
tendonitis.
May be broken.
You might have healed my tendonitis. That was a good high five. Can I give you
that? Was a good high five.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for listening. Or good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening.
High five to everybody.
High five all day. That. And then sterilize your hands. Wear a mask.
Yeah, you're going to have to write down or like make little marks on your leg every time you high five somebody. You can track them back. Mm. And when you get syphilis or herpes or some shit, some warts start breaking out on your butthole, you can be like, I got that shit from Susan. God damn it.
Yeah. Contact tracing.
Yep.
Fucking Susan.
She's always with the butthole warts. Good night. Are we still on?
No. I think we're still trying. Let the record reflect. I'm trying to
leave. Good night. Good night. Fuck it.
Good night, everyone.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.